Because science is really everything, to be honest, isn't it? Like, cars, everything, like, mostly everything.
It's very important because you get to learn about yourself. You wouldn't learn any of that in English or maths or anything like that.
Yeah, it's very important because, you know, like a doctor, and just say you go in and you're sick one day, and like you said, well, I'll put you on this and they write you a prescription.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep.
We're at Maynooth now.
We're going to see what it's like to be in college to do science, because we're only in secondary school now, so this is kind of the real proper science.
We're going into the college and they're going to let us into the labs.
Because they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare.
Look at this little car and see, can you get this little car to run? So... No, you don't need the light on this little car. This is a little hydrogen fuel car. So basically, what we're going to do is connect. There's a little bit of hydrogen in here. There's a little bit of oxygen in here. And we're going to try and get the hydrogen and the oxygen to react together. So if you connect this black one in here and this red one in here to see, can you get those two to react? So can you connect that up now?
I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slow.
What have you seen straight away as I put it into the beaker?
The bubbles raise up.
The bubbles, yeah, the bubbles have formed. So if you all kind of, everybody grab a raisin, okay, and throw it in. And we'll see, the raisins are going to raise to the top. They're going to be bouncing up and down. So immediately as you throw your raisins in, what's happening to the raisins? Look at the raisins. See the bubbles float, grabbing onto them. So see who's, if you can spot your raisins, see who's wins to the top.
Oh, mine's gone up already. That's mine
the
there on the corner.
Oh, mine's spinning around the circle.
Same. Oh, that smells really nice.
Wait, that's mine's in the middle of the movie.
Mine's rolling.
Yes, mine's going up. Oh no, it's stuck on someone else's.
Because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me.
Make a big, huge bubble.
Yeah, okay.
I'm putting washing up liquid around the edge.
Please,
okay. I'm gonna add carbon.
Savage.
Okay. Now, when it gets really, really big, which I hopefully it will, you can actually shove air at it, and it'll actually move. Okay, and hopefully it won't burst. That's nice and actually steam. That's the gas. The gas is a bit more coloured. Now you'll notice that the actual gas is actually going down. That's because it's more dense than air. Yeah, it's very, very, very cold.
Is it true that if you place like flowers in this, it will turn like almost glass and you can smash it?
No, that's liquid nitrogen. Liquid nitrogen is minus 178 degrees Celsius, and you really don't want to touch that.
Negative attract each other, negative and negative don't, positive and positive don't. Hence why the two hydrogens, so you will feel repulsion. I'll just use two more that actually can feel the repulsion factor a lot easier. Okay, so if you want to just, I'll split them up, if you want to pass them around and you can just see, for example, two hydrogens together, you will feel a repulsion factor, whereas if you put a hydrogen to an oxygen, you will feel it. So basically, for everybody, the hydrogen to the oxygen is the white to the red, the hydrogen to the hydrogen is the white to the white, okay?
We ground up some bananas and we put some washing up liquid in, and we then stir and we put it in a, I think it's called a water sink, and we left it for 15 minutes. And at the top of the solution, there was little bubbles, and that's what DNA looks like.
Okay, so once we have it mixed, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to put it into this here, okay? And this is a water bath. And basically what a water bath is, it's just like a big massive box with water in it, and the water is at 60 degrees. So we're going to keep these at 60 degrees for 15 minutes.
I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get a thousand hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance.
So sulfur wants to burn, but what's wrong? What hasn't it done?
Oxygen.
There's only a certain amount of oxygen. What can you do? Things are put together. So this guy has the oxygen, and this guy wants the oxygen. And that's what it's going to do to make a chemical reaction. I want you to put your hands over your ears. Okay, put your fingers over your ears. Also, you're sending electric waves. Now we're ready to go.
Okay, hands over your ears.
My favourite part of the night was when we done the custard experiment, and they gave us gloves, and if you put your hand in like really hard and fast, well, like your hand couldn't go in, and if you put it like really gentle and slow, it would go in easily. And if you like get like a scoop up some custard and you like finger around with it, it'll like stay solid, but if you just leave it there, it'll like go like all over your fingers.
So it's steady ball that you touch, and then there's like some sort of static electricity, right? And I said I'm gonna buy one of them because I think they're deadly.
I'm gonna try the one that measures oxygen. I'm gonna get a penny and water and a candle, and just gonna see what happens.
I'm probably gonna do the one with the custard. Thought it was very good.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the experiment with when you have bread soda and you pour vinegar on top of it, and it acts almost like a volcano. It sprays up the mixture up in the air, almost like a volcano does when it erupts.
I think that a lot of the experiments we've done tonight were good, but like if I had to pick any of them to do, it would probably be the custard and doing the, as Philip said, the volcano thing, because that was just awesome.
I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
I'm gonna make a stink bomb.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money